Unmuted and recording. All right, so it is now 7:06. We'll call to meeting, call to order this meeting of the Village of River Forest Sustainability Commission. Co-Chair Charette,
Yes.
Co-Chair Lennon,
Yes.
Commissioner Cadleck, Commissioner Avalos,
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt, Commissioner Beckman, Commissioner Shader, Student Commissioner Steerwald.
There.
All right, we only have three voting members present, so as of now, we do not have a quorum. We've got two, adoption of the meeting minutes and then the pollinator
We should put
proclamation.
it at the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
Go back.
So before we get started, I did not receive any public comment. Nobody from the public has come in while I've been waiting for the commissioners. I do want to introduce Billy Ritchie. I'm sure you guys have already been talking. Billy is studying, is it urban planning and sustainability?
Yeah, sustainable urban. Yep.
At Tulane University, he's interning with the Public Works Department this summer. So he wanted to come out and sit through a commission meeting.
You already got an assignment.
Yep. Well, no, I said I would pass. I said I would pass up.
I probably have time.
So then we will skip meeting minutes and we will move on to commissioner updates. Anybody have anything?
Kind of observational. We talked about it a little bit, but just walking around is mostly quieter without the other blowers going off. I mean, I live right across from Forest Park, so I still get that. But I did notice up on Ashland and by Willard,
Constitution Park.
Constitution Park, so they're putting contractors up there working in that park, are blowing using gas blowers as well. So.
Park District, under the partition.
Got it. Yeah, so our initial outreach we had done was just to landscapers. And then we realized there was probably a bigger universe of people. We have sent notification to all foresters and all like tree trimming, tree removal. So like typically if they're grinding down a stump, they'll use a blower. Hadn't gotten any complaints about them, but they were sort of the next most likely candidate.
They're mostly not in summer because you can't cut trees in summer.
You can't trim, you can remove trees
Okay.
in the summer. So, and that's likely when they'd be doing the blowing rather than the trimming anyway. We did asphalt pavers. The condo building right next door was doing seal coating, which is not something you need a permit for, but you do have to use a licensed contractor. And as they were cleaning it off, they had like a big regular normal fan blower and then a gas-powered leaf blower. So we went over and talked to them quickly and then sent out notifications that day to all of them. But yeah, concrete work, roofers.
Well, actually, this is probably part. Did you contact the park district?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe
This
just
would
give them
be
a reminder and
one of their
say,
contractors when that surface was
just
cleaned.
remind them that the
Got it.
ban extends to contractors besides the park district.
Yeah, so it's been incomplete outreach, but
Okay.
effective so far. There was a few we gave warnings to the first couple of weeks, and then I've seen them out, already with electric
I think it's been
blowers.
amazing.
So, and it's definitely changed how they operate,
Same
in
old,
terms
same old.
of like, I, for example, caught one contractor the first day, didn't realize it had taken effect, and they were like on the riding lawnmower with the gas bar leaf blower, basically like running both. And then like, a couple of days later, I was going down one street, like saw a contractor, didn't hear anything. And then when I was at the end of the street, I saw in my rearview mirror, just one guy with a blower cleaning off the, yeah, I couldn't hear it from half a block away. So it was presumably electric or it was the quietest
What I
gas
think they've
blower.
done is I think they were using blowers for things they didn't have to. And so
Yeah.
now it's like because they can't use it as long, it's way down. And that's all you need. You
Yeah,
do everything, you come in
it.
at the end, you go like this, 1 minute, you're
My
out.
guess is they just clear the walks with their mowers.
Yeah.
That's what I.
How do you do that?
You just drive over and blow it off.
Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
that's what I think my neighbor's doing. Because I've been watching them and saying, how come they don't? But I think that's
That's
what they
what
do.
I often do.
But they could have been doing this all along and they're all crying that this is so expensive. It's like you didn't even need these,
Yeah,
you know?
it's. I think that was like the noticeable thing is like that change in behavior.
Yeah.
It's they're not just blowing the
Maybe
entire
that's
time.
is that maybe it will carry over to other villages because
Yeah.
if they feel like hey, we can get the same thing without all this equipment, you know, you get in a habit of doing it and you just keep doing it. So that's good. In between like having to do it in Oak Park and now, you know, that's good that they're changing.
Have any of the companies reported like negative about the electric or?
I mean, like when we had the hearings, they were all
Yeah.
sort
Yeah.
of
But a lot of comments had to do with spring fall. So I think that's when we're going to get pushback. But
Yeah, and so we've got sort of this runway to see how it phases in over time and how
two,
the
good two.
2 years, and then we still have a spring and fall window. It just gets,
So really.
but yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it progresses, but as of now, only one repeat complaint, and I've reached out to that contractor directly to try and
So how many complaints do they need before they get a fine?
it's we don't have it like codified, and we're not gonna be like, yeah, you get three strikes and then you get it, because then they're like, okay, well, we just don't have to get caught the third time or anything like that. If it's we are documenting who we give the warnings to, and if it's like a repeat offender at this point, I think they'll get fined.
Maybe like a
One of the big things is it's sort of making us more aware of who is working in the village but not licensed by the village. And so we've had a lot of outreach to get bring those companies into
because
compliance,
they didn't get the notice because they're enforcement.
both with the license and
And
with
that's a fine too.
that can be it.
That's
We
fine.
try to, just like with any contract or any project, like
Just say sign up.
give them an opportunity to come into compliance
That's
first.
the big complaint from both McAdams and Kelton.
It's the people that aren't
He
on.
said there's so many
Yeah.
people that aren't licensed
That's true.
in the village.
Well, give him some feedback that this is getting at that the side benefit of this is getting at that problem. Petra.
I just sort of jumped in there and gave a leaf blower update. I started. Go
I think
ahead.
it's been a lot smoother than I got an earful from Hulin when I said something to her, but I was like, no, probably
You know,
better.
because you know, I walk around, and used to be it was just starting at 7 in the morning.
Yeah, especially when you got two or three going. And
You
I
hear
mean, the weekends
flash and
are
flash and
wild
flash.
now.
Now they're relatively quiet.
Yeah. Maybe at some point we should, do some kind of newsletter about, just about the quiet, just highlight it for people who aren't aware
Because I
of
mean,
it.
that was the big driver for a lot of
That was a
the
big driver.
public who came
Yeah,
out
that's
and
yeah.
spoke in support of that.
I think that's another thing I think
Yeah, I mean,
we.
I think, as we were developing the sort of whereas provisions, there was a lot of citations about the impact of the
Yeah.
health impact and everything of the noise.
Maybe the way to do it is also look for some feedback. Hey, we've been at this now for a couple of weeks. You've got initial feedback, just cursory, is this it's much quieter. And thank you to everyone who's complying. But anybody, if you do see somebody
Yeah, color
that,
in.
please communicate it. Something along
I like that. You want to write it?
I could.
Okay, thanks.
I don't have time right now, though.
Oh, no, how about like.
I
Whatever.
won't even be back till July.
You can always mail. You can always mail me.
Midway through the ban reminder, so I think that'll
Just
work.
remind me to do it.
I think both, like, I like how you're saying it, but like, kind of like a pat on the back, but do it in a, let's keep building on this guy. But I would say, especially on the weekends, I really notice it's a lot. Set you would it would hit 7 o'clock and you're like, wow. And it was so unnecessary. That's the killer. Do one of you guys who is at, since David's not here, want to talk about the Thursday event?
Yeah, I can. David hosted an event. Up at the library, it was pretty much a kickoff. He called it a book reading, but they really didn't do much book reading. Just kind of referenced a few items in the book. Apologies, came from the name of the book itself, but
Citizen science.
citizen science. Yeah, but mostly got a lot of discussion just on what we're doing with the Nighthawk, and the gentleman was there
Can
who.
you just take a moment and explain to Billy the Nighthawk Fund?
I got a rundown of it.
Are you looking for sustainability? That's
Yep.
us.
Oh, cool.
Come in. Are you tied?
Yeah.
The tight season
Nice to
this year.
meet you
Good.
guys.
Busy.
Billy, nice to meet you, Ty.
Of course, I'm here.
Take a seat wherever. Usually we're downstairs,
Okay,
but
cool.
our dispatch center is using the community room, so
Yeah.
we had to
That's
meet up
important.
here.
I'm hearing that. Hey, nice to meet you. So now there's a lot of people were there because of the Nighthawk, it seemed like, don't you think? And
Like they wanted to be part of it.
yeah, they heard about it.
Or they A few people didn't even know about it, which was
some did, at least a couple did, and they number of them signed up. One person there was the, can't remember, you would know, the science teacher from over here from the school,
Cadillac.
Mr. Cadlett.
He was there.
Dave Woolley was there. He was tall.
Yeah, he was there.
He was a aide at Woolley.
Okay. Yeah, he's one of just retired.
Actually, he's interested in being a commissioner.
Is it? Oh, good. He signed up. He also signed up for that thing.
And saw one the next day.
There's a younger
Really?
guy. There's a guy whose dad is on the board, right? He represents your mom.
Yeah, Mr.
School board?
Yeah, and his son was there too.
Yeah, I forget anything.
So anyhow, he a lot of discussions on that. A lot of discussions, some other things like the gentleman that's managing the Bluebird houses out here in Thatcher Woods for us was there, and so it's pretty good.
Like a forest
No,
preserve?
he's this almost across from the library, he said, but he's one they've mentioned several months ago, has agreed to go around and check on the boxes and all that kind of stuff. So he's doing that. So anyways, it's interesting. Just a lot of general discussion on that and some of the other types of things that we've got going here with bluebirds. I won't move them across the river next year, and the prairie growth that they're putting in at Thatcher Woods and that kind of stuff. So it was pretty interesting. I think Dave was probably happy with the turnout and the general discussion, though the book was kind of in and out, not a lot of real specifics and dialogue around the book, no readings, if you would. But it broke up after an hour, and on the way home, I saw him their first night off. Sorry.
Wow.
Still, so
Josh Eher
Josh.
was a school program.
Yeah, I don't remember his son's name. It's sort of,
Rowan.
Was it Roland?
Yeah,
Something like
I'm
that.
pretty
Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's all
Okay.
pumped up on this
And
stuff too.
they signed up too.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain he did. Yeah.
Great.
So it was good.
Just wanted to take time to introduce everyone, our newest commissioner, Ty
Thank you.
Beckman.
You read all, what did you say? You read all the package. There was something impressive that you did.
Oh, I don't. I was trying to catch up on everything you were doing, so I knew what I was stepping into. I mean, I read back notes and the strategic plan and everything.
So, Ty, I'm Seth Jansen. I'm the
Yes.
staff liaison. Gary Lennon, Susan Schroeder are co-chairs. Billy Ritchie is our summer intern for our public works department. He's
Great.
studying sustainable urbanism at Tulane University, so he wanted
Oh,
to come out
nice.
to a sustainability meeting. Manuel Avalos is one of our commissioners.
Thank you.
AJ Steerwalt is our student commissioner.
Great.
You're just finished your junior year at OPRF.
Junior, bonus senior.
Thanks.
And you've been, you, this is your third year, right?
I think it's, yeah, going into
Yes,
my
I think you
fourth.
were, I
So
think.
I joined at the end of eighth grade. Wow, been a while.
Good for you, man. That's
And
great, though.
it's great because
Yeah.
he's a good tie to the high school and what's going on there and getting them involved.
Awesome.
So only things you missed so far, we do have general commissioner updates sort of at the start of each meeting. I
Sure.
didn't know if you wanted to take time, introduce yourself.
Sure. Yeah, right now. Lived here since 2017, have three kids, two in Roosevelt now, and one at, well, Lincoln or Willard. We just moved, so I don't know if we're gonna stay in Lincoln or go to Willard. Let's see, I worked it out for 20 years. I was a region manager there. What's relevant to this committee, I guess, is spent a lot of time on, I was in go-to-market work, but a lot of our work was with customers and the entire life cycle or carbon life cycle piece of it. So I spent a ton of time with them on TCO and things like that,
What is TCO?
total cost of ownership. So a lot of times they wouldn't factor in like externalities into there. And so I worked with them to do that. And then a lot of companies focused on just the kilowatts that are the watts that the actual machines use. And we focused on the whole supply chain. So I wasn't on that team, but I worked with that team with customers.
And this was at Apple?
Yeah, at Apple. My wife still works there, but I left. I do consulting now, sales consulting. So that work.
That works.
Oh, excited to work with you.
Yeah.
Do you have any particular areas of interest and or expertise?
So I would if I I was Building Performance Institute certified for funsies back in 2012.
Funsies.
Yeah, when I took vacation and told them what I was doing, they're like, "What? That's what you're doing?" So I went and got trained on that. So I think some of the harder stuff I was kind of interested in, put solar panels on the house. I know probably everybody's done that, but so just some knowledge in that space. Then when it comes probably to tech too, just efficiency around tech.
Awesome.
No, that
Yeah,
sounds good. Yeah.
that works. Cool.
Yeah. And then yeah, we're just going through the agenda right now. I guess do we have any more for the Bird City stuff? I know David isn't here. Gary was providing an update on just what we've got going on. So I think I've given you sort of a brief overview of
Yeah.
this. We're pursuing Bird City, Illinois designation.
That's awesome.
As part of that, we're required to do an annual World Migratory Bird Day event. We actually held three this spring. The third one was 2 Thursdays ago at the library, and it really kicked off one of the other projects that we're undertaking for the designation, which is a focal species study.
That's the Nighthawk, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that is ongoing now, and then it's in data over the next. I think this is the second week of 7 weeks, if I
Yeah,
recall
that's a
correctly.
great sign.
Oh, the Nighthawk thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
And then come August, we should have everything sort of fully packaged up. And then we're, if you looked at last month's meeting, we'll sort of have a final proclamation draft recommended to the board around that time. And
Cool.
then they'll adopt it, and then we'll do the full application for certification.
Great. I don't know if everybody got it, but Dave did send out at least to his cohort that are doing this study that they're up on Roosevelt Roof, and they saw a roosting nighthawk, so he sent a picture of that out there.
Ah, so there's significant, he called it, there's significant. He's seen a lot of Concordia.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that the ones I'm seeing are living there. You know, they keep flying off, so
Well, he did engage Louise Mazzatesta, and she said that she would,
I knew
she's,
she would.
yeah, no. So we have a former, we have a former board member who lives in a building that looks out on the roof at Jewel. So we were hoping that, you know, because she's there every day, we were hoping she might be able to
Sure.
watch out. Although I guess they're mostly there at night, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where they roost. I went out personally. I went out because the one I've seen them two together all by that area, but more actually more on the west side of Lathrop than there. And one day I was out there, and there was one flying around over kind
Are
of
they that easy? I feel like I
all.
wouldn't.
Really, you can hear them before you can see them,
Yeah.
and that's a very noisy spot. So what they call the booms when they dive,
Okay.
you can hear it. It's like, and
Okay.
that's pretty hard to hear there unless you're between the buildings, while they're practicing planes and other stuff. But you can hear that keening sound very, very easily. Flying around. Well, one was just flying around. I could watch this enough, so I was gonna go further down to Harlem and check, see what I could see along the way. And all of a sudden, a second one came out really low that hadn't been there before. I mean, we're talking 30 seconds, 60 seconds, most of the time to walk over to them. So my thinking was, well, maybe they're on one of those lower buildings there or even along the tracks or something along
Lower
that line.
building near Jill.
Right on the west side of, right by the construction site, and those smaller buildings and that there. I was actually in that
Oh, awfully.
parking lot there. You know, between the on the west side of Lake there. So I don't know where they're at. But then they fly off. They kind of fly north. So I same ones day seeing, don't know. I don't have any idea where they're listening. So yeah,
Cool.
but they're definitely around.
I was afraid we wouldn't see any, so this
I
is exciting.
so my question would be is does Louise know what she's looking for?
Oh, she's gonna meet with you.
Okay.
I can't remember. Have we discussed or maybe people have one-on-one, but like I feel like it would be cool to compile this data after.
Well, that's what he's
Yeah,
why.
that's what
That's why
you.
you're collecting it.
That's what.
Right, but like what's it gonna be? I feel like it just shouldn't live on the website. We should
Oh, well,
do an event
he's,
with it.
you know, that's scientist he's talking about. I think he's working with him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think he's going to feed the information to
What's he
him.
gonna do? He's gonna compile it for himself.
Yeah.
To try and see if there's some pattern there that you can say, here's where we ought to be kind of focusing our
Okay.
attention. And then he'll start to send it out to other people. But he initially said he wanted to get the data himself.
Okay.
That's why he sent out that Excel spreadsheet I used, just
Right, yeah.
because it's very easy to structure it
I'm
for
using
him
two things.
to so
Cool.
that's all good.
All right, so we kind of did 4 and 5 together, right? Unless you have anything else to say about
Yep, I don't think so. So I think we might have to jump back to number three on the agenda for meeting minutes now that we do have quorum present. So draft minutes are in the packet. I didn't know if anybody had any edits, corrections, found some typos that I had.
I'll never find a typo.
That I need a motion to adopt the meeting minutes.
Move it up 3 minutes. Second.
Second by Commissioner Avalos, Co-Chair Charette,
Yes.
Co-Chair Lennon,
Yes.
Commissioner Avalos,
Yes.
Commissioner Beckman.
Yes.
Minutes are adopted. All right, jumping back down the agenda, we are now to Pollinator Week proclamation. So we had discussed this last meeting. There was some feedback from the commission. One of the things, I know Gary pointed out that there were a couple of the whereas provisions, and I had just taken the template one from the National Wildlife Federation's website, but it was kind of repetitive, so I just deleted one of the two and kept one. I was actually updating it as I was listening to last month's meeting and typing out the minutes, so I just knew which one to delete. But then the other was about native planting sites in the village and milkweed planting sites specifically. I did confirm we do have swamp milkweed planted in the Chicago Avenue bioswales.
Is that all of them, Seth, or is it the entire
I
county?
didn't go like stop at each one, but I went to a few and honestly used AI to help me identify them because they're not blooming until July. Because there is another culverroot, the leaves look very similar to those, and there's just like a few ways that AI helped me sort of identify the difference between the two. But that is, like, there's clusters of a bunch of both of those, at least in a lot of the western more bioswales, which is where I was.
Good. Well, maybe we can circle back, later on and just make sure they're still thriving and request replanting the,
Yes, yeah. And then
There's a there,
you know,
you might want to make that
bioswales.
you do it kind of with a general note, just along the same comment there, that when I walk around, there's quite a few residents that actually have them going.
Milkweed. Oh, I have a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't say I have a ton. I have.
Yeah. I mean, you just walk up down the sidewalk, you see somebody that had like 10
And
or
there's
going to
a
use it.
significant, right next, well, it's not public works, but there's a significant amount on that street by the tennis courts.
Oh.
And it's, so there's a little sign that says, have you seen it?
Yeah, so
Yeah.
there's actually a fair amount that's just spread out within the community.
Yeah.
Now just
I mean, I don't know how much it takes, but,
and
and
then
David poo-poos it, but there's quite a bit in the forest preserve too.
for the grant application we put for the Hawthorne and Central sites, each of those butterfly milkweed would be incorporated into the proposals that our contract landscape maintenance
We haven't heard that.
have not heard. They said June notification. So I'm assuming late July is when we'll hear.
We're too late for this year.
I think we can get stuff at least planted or cleaned up, and then like I think in the spring is when we would like really need to make sure it takes. But and then yeah, the highlighted provision in the draft proclamation was what I added to sort of incorporate the existing, at least village property stuff, and then just this sort of more broad statement that we're looking to identify resources to expand native plants and specifically identify that those
Good
sites.
comment.
So I didn't know if anybody else has any further edits. Did you want me to
Did you get any feedback
add?
from David on this?
I did not. I didn't know if you wanted me to add what you just
Yeah, I was.
mentioned about private
Yeah, and
and
additionally, private residents have taken it upon themselves.
we could acknowledge the park district.
Yeah, I'm going to say private residents and community institutions. And so I'll just add that as a separate whereas clause right underneath what the
Yeah,
village one.
so it's not really under the village or control, but here's David.
Oh.
There he is. Do you think the village, we don't have to incorporate this proclamation, but do you think the village would be open to like passing out milkweed seeds.
Um,
Is that something I could, like a project I could do, collecting with kids? You know, I could figure out all the, you know, just like a little, doesn't take much,
yeah,
put it
I
in a
mean,
little package. We just throw it into a newsletter and say, like, hey, if you'd like to
if you're
join, is that
interested and
okay?
like have like packets of it like up
Right.
at the front counter, I think that
Yeah.
would work for
Just
sure.
okay. So why don't I'll have to figure out the timing on that one. But I think that would be cool if
Because
you could just go
there's,
to Village Hall and get milk. I mean, it's
yeah.
abundantly available, so it
Yeah.
would be.
Because you had
It's
said
really.
the Forest Preserve typically does it in the fall, right? They have like a Monarch
They do.
milkweed giveaway event.
So I just have to, you know, purchase some little envelopes or something. But they're kids love it.
Yeah.
So that would be fun. And it's just another way of showing that the village is involved and giving people the
That's
diversity.
good. I was going to ask, like, do we have any guidance on where people go if they want to get milkweed seed to go to a nursery? But
Forest Preserve.
okay.
I mean, what I do is I you know what the seeds look like right there. I just take them and I lead nature things with kids, and so I pick them all the time. The kids love to do it, and they just walk along and like go like this. They think it's great.
Awesome.
Some of them land, but I mean, yeah. Well, as Seth was mentioning, there's a Monarch event at the Forest. Have you ever gone to that?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
think so. For my kiddos.
they give out swamp milkweed.
Okay, got it. I didn't know they gave them out there.
Yeah, and I've seen other people give away too. That's wonderful, of course. So maybe again, if we can remember, maybe that's something that we could throw in a newsletter and just say, you know, like just giving people more opportunities of where they can get this. We don't have to do it
Yeah.
now. It's no one would remember. But.
Yeah, no, I think that sounds awesome.
But to that point, yes, for our newsletter, should we have a bit of a blurb in the fall? Say now is the time to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
When is the time, David? Do you know when the time? When's the best time to hurl milkweed seeds?
Yeah, fall. I mean, after everything else is it's done.
It's got to dry out, so maybe around October-ish, probably.
October, November. Yeah.
Like as soon as you see the pods all full, it's
Yeah. I mean, they'll be full well before the frost, but before the first frost.
They can't be milked here. They need to be dried
Well,
up.
no. Yeah, they get dried up, they open, and then they're
So trouble.
it's very fun to
Yeah. Yeah, the kid I used to do all
they
the
love it. Oh my God,
time.
they love it.
Yeah, I mean, one thing, if according to Seth, what you shared in the report, if there's swamp milkweed growing in
Bioswales.
harvest them there
Oh yeah, for sure.
and keep them in a box up here.
Well,
And
that's what we were saying. If I come up with some packaging, we could put in the newsletter if you'd like some seeds, come by. We could have swamp and then we could have common.
a common, but if it's there, then yeah, free and plentiful.
Yeah.
It's just a, like everything, it's just a packaging problem, right?
Okay.
Just gotta get some.
Yeah, volunteers to go and just stuff it into little
Oh,
envelopes.
popular.
Like that.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. And yeah, it should be, it's typically, I think it's a July, August is when it like starts to bloom, and then after that is
Dry is like October, probably.
drives that. All right.
When you do that, they'll take pictures
Yeah.
and then we can put those out
Okay.
too.
Yeah, well, especially if I get my kitties involved.
Yeah, the kitties packaging.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I wonder if I
that's
get them
good
to
stuff.
package. I don't know if I get them to package, but they can help me
Yeah,
harvest it.
yeah.
Well, certainly the Green for Good or the Environmental Club
Oh, maybe we could
at
ask
our
them.
schools, I'm
Okay.
sure,
Oh,
would
yeah.
love
Yeah.
to
Well, that
have a
would
hand in that. So when the
be
time comes, we
yeah,
can
that's really cool.
yeah, bring them in.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe we could just deliver to them and give them.
Dude, so we're at the you're good. We're at the Pollinator Week
Important meals.
proclamation. So number six on the agenda. With the edits I put forward, Gary added one additional whereas provision sort of after the highlighted one, basically just recognizing private residents who've planted milkweed and community institutions like the Park District who've planted milkweed on their properties. So, and any more edits? This was sort of a tangent of Susan's that we're not incorporating into the proclamation itself, but we're going to work to have at least sort of something out at the front counter this fall to give away some milkweed seeds. And
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I like that addition there and the yellow highlight. And I would still advocate for on the grounds of Village Hall, some small demonstration plot, sort of like that Parkway for, it doesn't need to be anything more than the Parkway for Pollinator style of installation, you know, just to say, hey, we're doing this right here. But otherwise, it looks good. I like it.
Anyone else? Any other?
Commissioner.
Oh, yeah, we're
We
whatever.
can
Yeah, we
just got
can,
one. We could circle back
yep,
if you
jump
have.
back into that. Did we want to vote on this first and then
Yes.
so I need a motion and a second.
Motion to approve.
With the FSB discussed.
With the answer we discussed. Thank you.
Edits, do we have a second?
A second. One second. First
oxymoron.
What? Go see you.
Oh,
Like
yeah, it's already done one.
third week. I mean, how much confidence is that still?
It's been a year. That was my first
I
second.
think they were Fifth Third Bank was on the corner of like Fifth Street and Third
Oh,
Avenue.
interpret like if this is your Fifth Third Bank, like
Why do you need
why
more?
should we trust you?
Oh, it's the other three went bankrupt. Wait, no, the other four went bankrupt.
That's
Yeah.
exactly.
But you should.
I have to say that never occurred to me. Of all my thoughts, that never occurred to me.
Co-Chair Charette, Co-Chair Lennon,
Yes.
Commissioner Avalos,
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt,
Here.
Commissioner Beckman.
Yes.
All right. Recommendation is made.
You're the same thing as a yes.
I said yes. Put it
And
right
you're
here.
here.
Yes. What did you say?
Yeah.
I Yes, I do have you marked as present at 7:31.
You said present for your vote?
He said here for his vote. All right, so we will circle back to more commissioner updates. And then David Gary did give just a general update on the event at the library and the Nighthawk observation project so far.
Okay.
But yeah,
If you have
any.
anything to add, go for it. Yeah, just an overall update on that. Well, just of a general nature, there's a public announcement. There's great, very interesting exhibits, somewhat relevant to what we're dealing with at Chicago Architecture Center downtown, on bird friendly designing a bird friendly
Nice.
Chicago.
Nice.
So it's in collaboration with Gene Gang, Studio Gang, an architecture firm, who is sort of incorporating bird-friendly design into all of their structures, you know, some of which are highlighted in this exhibit. So I think just if anyone's interested in checking that out, it's also running next to an exhibit put up in, I think, conjunction with Open Lands on Chicago habitats. So various habitats in Chicago. I think Open Lands has been involved with over the years. So had made up a really diverse collection of different ecosystems. So I'm looking forward to checking that out. It runs till fall, so there's plenty of time.
There's a book there. Yeah.
Chicago Architecture Center, which is
Western,
Michigan Avenue. Yeah, I forget what cross.
What like Wacker, Michigan?
Huh?
Wacker, Michigan. I
Wacker,
said
Michigan.
Wacker, Michigan.
All right. So then, as far as the Bird City Park, so we're fully in the swing. We have over 30 volunteers, a handful of them are in this room,
30 in River Force?
between River Force and Oak Park.
Wow.
And now I
That's
don't
great.
know how many of them are active. I don't know how many of them are actually gathering data that will, in the end, be usable. But if some portion of that 32 contributes, you know, say half of that number gives us good feedback, I would be happy. I know Nolo's out there, Gary's out there. I don't know if, and you've been out
I haven't
there?
been out there yet, but I'm getting out there this week.
You got to get out there,
Hopefully.
man, because we're second
Second
weekend.
like weekend.
Okay, the birds are out there.
What's your area?
Did we discuss this?
And we just kind of said in general River Forest. When we were thinking
You
kind of by the
got
Whole Foods was the
okay.
building towards Whole Foods.
FYI, well, we can, but the Whole Foods, and I don't know if you've encountered this, Gary, but I was doing some trying to scope out areas besides Scoville, so I went to the Whole Foods. They you can't be on their property. They kicked me all the way out to the corner.
You can't be in the parking lot.
You can't be in that whole strip. You got to be on Lake or on Harlem.
I have a very interesting story that relates to this. But yeah, I would say the Whole Foods, whatever that park is, Forest Preserve property is across the street, Cummings Park.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Wild Fork building across the
Wild
street, and then the new Barnes and Noble. So I would say
Fork.
that intersection.
That intersection is solid.
Yeah, just let the security guards chase you from one property location.
But how do you get out of the? I mean,
Because it's private property.
You but you go in the parking lot to go into Whole Foods.
Yep.
You gotta look conspicuous, man.
Maybe you have to look like you're shopping, take a Whole Foods bag, stuff it.
No, for
Fake
real.
things.
This is so. I don't know if
Or just
I sent you the picture. We went
bend
up to
over.
the roof of we went up to the roof of Roosevelt, and we actually
Let me find
last
it.
Wednesday, Mr. Cadillac, Anthony Cozy, and I
Did he
saw.
pose it went up there?
He did. He led the
Nice.
way, and we found a roosting nighthawk on what it seems to be the last section of gravel roof at Roosevelt.
You saw it?
I
He has
have a
picture of it.
picture. And I think Seth may be able to pull it up. So that was
Looking for it
my
right
lifting
now.
class.
But you were standing there and he was right there. You should.
Yeah.
That's
So
crazy.
that's what we want. We know these birds are here. They're
Yeah.
using our infrastructure. We know what kind of infrastructure they're using. And in all of our, the case for every monitor, we're trying to localize the buildings they're using. But anyway, the story I was going to tell is I show up in the lobby of Roosevelt. I meet Mr. Cozy. Mr. Cadillac, the seventh grade science teacher there, joins us. I didn't sign anything. I didn't do anything. We climb up this ladder 8 feet, as if we were like climbing out of a submarine, undo a hatch on the roof, throw it back, climb in the hatch, and we're hopping over various parapets and whatever. And then I'm like, there's a bird. So that was that. Meanwhile, over at Dominican, where I'm going to go tomorrow again with Mr. Cadillac to set up on these bad boys,
Nice.
I have had to take out an insurance policy
Oh my God.
covering the 4 separate days on which I will be in the garage
Wow.
with Mr. Cadillac, sign a big contract, go through the full rigmarole. There's our bird.
Oh.
So, and they've been very cooperative. They're very happy to have us doing this on their property. But again, it was night and day in terms of bureaucracy. And
Well, maybe because it's a public versus
oh, you're with the teacher from the school versus the
right?
visitor from the
Exactly.
school. Everyone's a visitor over here.
Dominican,
Dominican, yeah.
Wait.
I think it's just human relationships. If I had known
Wait,
someone,
right.
you're in
Right.
Dominican.
We'll be going up.
I
We have,
have I,
I'm not, I have no affiliation.
no, but I know
Right. Yes.
Dr. Odell.
Next year, let's.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll see. And as you can see from the picture, that is what we're looking for, gravel rooftop. Now, the literature that I had sort of reviewed suggested that 300, 3,000 acre, 3,000 square feet was the ideal minimum surface area for an estimate. This is considerably smaller. And Anthony Cozy, upon viewing this and telling me that this roof was slated to be replaced in 2027, he himself said, well, maybe we could leave a gravel patch.
Oh,
So that right there is an opening with a
wow.
D90
Yeah, that's awesome.
going forward.
That's awesome.
I'd be willing even to contribute my own fundraising efforts to that if need be. But we know the bird uses the roof right above Mr.
So
Cat.
when you see nesting, will you see an actual nest, or is that just
No, that's their nest.
that's it?
Wherever she is, that's the
Okay,
nest.
so they don't make a
They don't
nest.
like this.
That makes it harder. How many of those cameras are you going to put up?
Two. One up at Roosevelt
Okay.
to kind of monitor that bird. And then I have another one that we put up at Dominican. Now, Dominican's just a parking lot, concrete.
Have any been observed there?
I haven't been over there and I haven't heard from our monitor, so I don't know.
I'll give them.
So it's tearing heaven here. That's that is another very good seeing all sorts of activity in my pool.
And you did you meet with Ruth?
Please.
Oh, I so and I went up to the I met Miss Malatesta. She let me up.
Mezza, mezza.
Mezza Testa.
Yeah, it literally means skullcracker.
Okay.
Bitch.
So she has a nice big deck on the sixth floor to the east of Jewel. Jewel is a huge gravel roof. It's got to be at least 3,000 square feet.
All right.
I could see maybe half of it, two thirds.
From her death.
Yeah. And I saw nothing. So, of
What time
course,
of day was it?
2 o'clock. If there were any birds, they were probably. But
Okay.
I'd like to go back. But, again, from the reports we're getting over there, I have a strong feeling that that roof is habitat.
Is she gonna look? Did she say she would look at him?
No.
And also, I think she did she tell you she's moving soon to another?
Well, they're moving up to that sixth floor unit.
Oh, to the sixth floor.
Yeah. So that's
What is the roof there,
what's it? What's the substrate? It's gravel.
Up on her complex?
Oh, I don't know. I asked if we could get up there, and she said no.
She's the head of the homeowners
If
association.
you said you wouldn't want to, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
Of course I would want to. Mr. Cozy was like giving me all this big roll of paper towels as I'm like, what is
What's the paper towels for?
this? I'm like,
For the grease on
it's
the
very,
Oh, on the end.
it's this adventure, man. All right. So I think that's pretty much good. Comments from the field?
Scova Park, I'm seeing a lot.
You said you saw a
Oh,
guy.
I did see a guy, yes.
Over an hour?
Yes, over the park. They seem to be migrating from the roof to the park and then
Roof of the
to
library?
it, yes, the main library
The library.
to Scoville or through Scoville to like where Billy Bricks is. I think that's how the park happened. Like that trip
Yeah.
to roofs over there. But yes, I see one guy per day and I saw
The park.
yeah, and I saw four birds.
Four.
Yeah.
And you're noting all this in your comments.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm doing a spreadsheet, so I can send you it now or just at the end. I don't like
Take your word for it. That's really good. So the library's in
The
play.
libraries,
They have
they're
a great
really,
roof.
well, they're really open to sustainability. They actually have a sustainability person.
They
So
are, yeah, I talked.
if you needed another place for
Oh,
them,
she's on the team.
some team, what's her
Yeah,
name?
she is.
Chris, Christine? Chris.
Christine Pareva.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, she's monitoring down
That's
by
awesome.
Reed Park.
Maybe they'd let you put a camera there if you have an idea.
She said, we ran into each other. She was at the library and I was and stuff. And we were catching up on the monitoring and how it's going. And she said that she did ask the library. And they were like, no, so
No.
I don't know if, yeah,
No.
to the camera
Oh,
or
no, she
to,
said no to camera?
yeah, or
Really?
oh, to get it on the roof.
Ooh.
Yeah, she was like, I won't have to ask my friend.
And she did ask and they said no.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I'll follow up with her. That may be
Also,
something.
David, she's a programmer for sustainability too. So she would be, if you wanted to do like a final report and you thought, especially
Yeah,
since
I
this
think
is an
that
old
would
park
be
group,
cool.
they would do a lot more marketing than Brookhorst does, and there's a wider audience. So I'm
Yeah.
the only thing about that is she plans way out, and there's I did something with her once. So she plans way out, and you'll have to write up. There'll be more requests. She'll write like she'll want a bio about you, but it would get a much bigger audience.
Well, that's great because a lot of the monitors are from the
And
park.
a lot of runners are probably so
So,
high, but
and she's very excited about the whole thing. So
yeah.
I will talk to her about the roof and
Cool. Yeah.
about a
So
final
wrap
report,
up. But
which
you,
is great.
if you want it to be in the fall, you almost have to start talking to them now,
Yeah.
because they again, that's part of the marketing. They have all this publications, but to get it in,
Yeah,
they have a
it's gonna
calendar.
take a minute to throw it all together anyway. So
Yeah, but whenever it is, I would plan out like 3 months.
yeah. Thank you. Those are great suggestions. Right, and I've been watching Concordia, just one bird is diving at dawn. So
Okay.
it's the same place as last year.
And what time of day do you see him?
Dusk.
Go watch. I haven't seen the Nighthawk yet. What about public? Does public work for the gravel?
Well, if you walk
I
over,
don't think so.
walk over to Jewel in about probably 30 minutes, you'll see him.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
keep getting.
I call it a Jewel, but the Jewel's not the center of their activity.
Well, see, that's what
No,
I
no.
want to know. It's like, where you think they're.
It's hard to say because they keep flying off to the northeast.
Of Jewel? Oh, yeah, still
Yeah,
maybe
they spend a
different.
lot of time on the east side of Lathrop over the complexes there.
What about like that? What are those other buildings? There's a vet. There's a vet hospital.
No, they're not.
Is that that?
They're primarily west of all that. They're west of Lathrop mostly. They fly around there, and then they tend to fly off. One that is right up over St. Luke's and hooked to northeast, and I couldn't see them anymore. And last night when I first heard them, they were on the north side of the lake and spent more of the time way up over in that area. That is the center of the hub of their activity. Other than that first night when I went home after your library thing, it has not been over the top of Jewel. In fact, the one time I put you gave it to you in the middle, right? I was watching the one. They got the condos over here, they're off of Ashland. His one was pretty much flying around there, so I'm in that parking lot there between them and the lower buildings on Lathrop and watching him. But I'm okay, I've done this for a while. So I walked from there, crossed Lathrop, and so maybe 30 seconds, all of a sudden came in really low and high, really low in front behind on the west side. They made it up like they knew each other, kind of like this, and
That's
flew
fantastic.
up over the St. Luke's and headed off towards the northeast. And they did that to them the first time I saw two to they flew off
They
to the east.
may be paired up, and they may be nesting somewhere.
Else.
Well, they may be foraging, like in that area northeast, which is kind of where I'm at, where I see them fly over our backyard. But they may be nesting somewhere.
Yeah, I kicked you. The one came out so low and it wasn't there before that, okay, one of these other lower buildings here, or maybe even along the railroad tracks there. It was all gravel and got a lot of vegetation, certain areas there.
Thing
So,
about the tracks is they're not flat and embankments, and I don't think that.
I don't know. All right, but.
Lincoln, if you want to wander over towards Lincoln, they have a big flat roof. Maybe worth checking out.
I've been walking around.
Yeah, just keep walking around. If you can tie it to a building, I think that's
Yes,
a.
I've been out. I went out early, like last night to see if I could see where they took off from. But also, I just heard it sort of north of the lake. And I only saw one. It's hard to find. So I heard one or two because of the noise and planes last night. And then I went out 4 in the morning. Just did a big loop all the way up through Concordia and that. I don't know, 4 mile walk actually, just to see if I could see him returning. And I didn't sit here or see anything at night. So I don't know what time to come back to. They're foraging.
I've seen them in the forest preserves at about before sunrise, so I think
They stay out.
near that parking lot.
In the forest, no,
No.
it was in GAR.
Yeah, I walked that whole loop and I didn't pick
But
up that.
there are no roofs there.
Well, they can roost just on the horizontal branch in their
A natural habitat.
natural habitat. So that's my.
So it's fun.
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, honestly.
It's
Yeah,
more than
that's
expected.
I think that the Roosevelt bird really got me excited in this. Yeah, and we know there's more.
Yeah.
We just need to kind of nail them down to, not nail them down, we need to localize the specific buildings. And then once we kind of get all that data together and think about what to do with it.
How to be bird friendly.
What's that?
How to be bird friendly. Bird friendly. How to be bird friendly.
We have to be bird friendly.
No, how to be.
Yes, how to be bird friendly for this species. Yeah.
Do we want to, and you can say no if you want to, kind of build momentum with this, but just little blurbs as we go along in our weeklies or whatever, saying, hey, we are seeing these. We're seeing these activities of the birds flying in these areas, types of things. So here we go.
I would think
I
it'd be better to wait till we knew what we were dealing, just to like what
do
kind
think
of
we had
data.
initially planned for an update, I think end of June.
I had a date, 6/26. You wanted something,
Yeah, I think.
and then 8/21, report. I don't know if that was for the newsletter or for the board.
I think that was like the board, and like I think because we were wanting shooting for around that time for the final proclamation to the board. Was I think I would need to
Yeah, when I
maybe
think
824, yeah.
what I'm thinking is, you know, we have these people, they start watching these eagles and eaglets on bird camp, right? And all of a sudden it's there, now they're paying attention to it. And it's just so it's the kind of thing that kind of build momentum with it versus just a report. So if we want to take advantage and just
Include your photo.
hey, we are seeing this, the river forest as a potential habitat for us. And here's some evidence and from citizen scientists and out there looking at these things. So go out and look. I grabbed a bunch of kids in the down those alleys that when they could hear the booms, right? Because it echoes.
Really?
Oh yeah, because so much traffic and vehicle and airplanes going overhead, you can see them, but you can't really hear. But
Well, you couldn't hear them.
yeah, but you get into that area between the buildings or like this large parking lot over here, you can actually hear when they're when it's trapped within there. Yeah. And so I asked them, are you guys in the nature? Oh yeah. And I explained them what's going on. So I played little sounds of what it was, and they're gonna go out and look for them. So
Awesome.
that's the kind of thing that I think is important to.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I don't know, you run social media on these things, right? So
Yeah, so I would say with like social media, whenever you guys have interesting updates and stuff to give, in terms of a final report and like the proclamation to the board, that was just sort of a rough time frame. So like if you need more time to put it together, I think with that stuff, whenever it's ready, then we can
okay. You still want
run
that
that.
June
But
26th.
yeah, if that's a
Sure, I can
good
make
one
that
for
work.
you, perfect.
When would you, what date would you do that?
I would need that the 22nd, I believe. If you send that to me like the morning of the 22nd, that would be, or over that previous weekend, that'd be perfect.
And then, in a week or two, by the end of June, if we have any data and pictures, more pictures, I can share those with you.
Perfect. Yeah, and I've got the one. I think that would be a
I do
good
wonder,
one to
and
use.
I just don't want to do anything. This is an issue. This is a problem sometimes. I don't want to encourage any harassment of the bird. So I don't know. I mean, one thing I saw when I went up on the roof of Roosevelt, there's a lot of junk up there. Kids have thrown up over the years, all kinds of balls and frisbees and whatever. So I don't want, you know.
Encourage that. I wouldn't necessarily tell them where it's at, but just that we're.
Yeah, it would just be that they've been observed throughout the community, just like sort of like a general update of what the commissioners are doing. And then this would be the image of a
A bird
roosting
still hasn't
nighthawk
been there.
roost or
That
nighthawk
would
roosting
seem
in the river
in season.
forest. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The ones I see tend to be over 100 feet up there, so they're kind of hard to harass.
But once they've got their mess, they're very vulnerable. One can throw a tennis shoe up there.
Understand. I think you're probably more likely to get actual birders harassing them than like young kids because they want their photos. Yeah. Birding community is notorious for. They're great, some of them.
Oh no. They're like they're the bird paparazzi. It's a thing with owls, right? They go after owls. It's like,
All just to get them so they can get their photos and stuff.
All right, should we move on to the next item then? So past few months we've been talking about developing this green building guide on electrification of home appliances. Looked into our permitting data and spoke to our building department manager. Basically, other than heat pumps, if somebody's switching out for an electric appliance, they don't need a permit. So there's no real good way to track it. Sometimes they will need to upgrade their electrical panel to make sure they have the right amperage, but those are just standard electrical permits that don't say, like, oh, this is to install an induction stove or anything like that. So spoke to reviewed some of the permit data. We've had, I think it was 21 heat pump permits issued. I think the oldest was 2018, at least from the data we have in our permitting software. Most of them, like all but three or four of them, have been since 2023. So it's been a significant uptake in recent years for the installation. I did get some good feedback from our building department manager on outreach to HVAC contractors, because I think the big goal is looking to identify those that do heat pump installation. Basically, he said for anything public facing, I had sort of put it in bold in the memo of any resident looking to switch to an electric appliance should consult with a qualified electrical contractor to perform an electric load calculation to determine if the panel has sufficient amperage for those power demands. So basically, I wanted to get it fully spelled out there. And he recommended any sort of guide and anything public facing also have that language or something similar. And then he had suggested an additional question for when reaching out to the HVAC contractors is in determining that amperage, do they do that themselves? Do they use a subcontractor, or do they put that on the resident to find a separate electrical contractor to do it? So he thought that was a good place to start because from even what he's seen as permits come in, it varies contractor to contractor with that.
Is there a way we could post companies that have do some of the legwork for residents?
So yeah, that's sort of how I was envisioning it is. So Manolo, when we were first talking about this, is you would want like the sort of financial and environmental benefits at the top, and then from there, sort of a resource guide, and within that, it would be these are the electrical contractors that have sort of voluntarily responded to the village of performing this.
And also for the heat pumps themselves.
Yeah, for the heat pumps, because yeah, any other appliance, it would just be trying to connect them with resources for the appliances themselves rather than the contractor. So this is the only one we need to do any sort of contractor outreach to, and then contractor identification and sharing that information.
So that'll be just like if you're looking for any other places to do work in the village. It'd be nothing more than that, right? Because you don't want to be recommending it.
No, this is just these are HVAC contractors licensed to work in the village
Who have done this work
who
before?
have, yeah, stated that they have done HVAC and then would have plenty of disclaimers of please make sure, with the electrical contractors, like you're welcome to use any contractor you want. These are just the ones who have sort of voluntarily responded to the survey. And I can email them out this quick sort of two question survey and say, this is entirely voluntarily and just for connecting residents with qualified contractors.
And you'd think they'd want to respond to
Yeah.
this.
So I figured it would just be, yeah, quick two question survey. And then, no, I didn't know how you were thinking with in terms of developing the other portions of the guide, what your thoughts were there, because I know you were sort of the one who sort of got the ball rolling on this.
Yeah, I my vision, I'm thinking once we have that, those responses from those contractors, just like linking to a website, and then stating what they do, but also like listing the benefits to. That's HVAC contractors, right? Because all
Yeah.
they really do. So stating the benefits for them as a homeowner, like lower cost maybe. And then sort of giving other ways when appliances die, you can repurpose. You can there's almost like just list electric appliances that can be electric, to give that a thought, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so they
But
would be
yeah.
like general sort of financial and environmental benefits. Here are potential
Oh, yeah,
appliances
sure.
in your home that can be electrified, and then permitting information. And then at the very bottom of that would be like for heat pump installation, here's HVAC contractor. So this would just be like sort of a small portion of a guide.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that version.
So yeah, if I didn't know if you guys had any thoughts on any of this, I figured I could put out the survey in the next month at some
Seems
point. And
reasonable. Yes, it's fine.
yeah. And then Manolo, you and I can sort of work directly to develop the rest of it. And then not sure if we'll have it ready for our July meeting, but at least by August, have a
I'll try to
draft.
grind that it. I'll get him out of so. And it's part of what you're thinking too, but you already have it for solar too, so it also include those who have done work in the village for solar.
Yeah, and with solar, there's a specific solar license, so that one's,
And you have a handful of companies that have done those work.
Yeah, and we can even add that for EV charging stations,
But those,
that we what the information we have for electricians there as well.
but the Well, the EV, but like you don't, the contractor to put solar on your house still need to be approved at the village, correct? But it does.
They're approved as a solar contractor.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah. HVAC is the one that we just need sort of the, because there's not like some sort of specific certification for doing heat pump stuff. It's just like, is this something that you do
Right, yeah.
and let them voluntarily offer up a yes or no?
Can we do the same thing for solar installers?
That's what they said.
So we just
We yeah.
or he's got that
Yeah,
already.
we've got solar installers and then we've got
There is a
any,
place on the website that
yep. Yeah, and
that
then
just means they're registered with the
yes, they're
like okay, I guess with solar, yeah,
yeah,
but it does solar
but it
solar.
means they pulled a permit to
Yeah,
work in
exactly.
it.
yes, and then same thing with electricians if they have the State Commerce Commission certification for an EV installer that's shown on
What I'm
their
really saying
local
is in the
electrician
same
license.
part of the website, can
Yep.
we highlight the, is that what you're saying? Highlight the solar companies that are,
Oh yeah.
can we do that?
Yeah, we
It
can do that.
just so even though it's up there, if everything's in one space, you know, then as your eyes going down, it could even just send you back to the
Entrepreneur Paul is saying electrification contractor.
right. But just to have all in one spot,
Yeah.
those are the electric, the HVAC, and the solar. Blah, blah, blah.
Anybody else have anything on this one? Right. And then the last item I had for the last memo on the agenda. So Christy Hunt, who's a resident volunteer who's helped us with the EcoShip drive for the past few Earth months, and then during the holiday season for all the packaging material collection, had reached out seeing if the village or the commission would be interested in hosting a TerraCycle collection point. These are generally smaller. They're sort of permanent drop-off location sites. A lot of them are sort of corporate partnered. They only accept their brand and things, but there are some programs that are both free and accept any brand. She had pointed out three: Colgate's Oral Care Recycling collects any sort of toothpaste packaging, toothpaste tubes, toothbrushes. Gillette's recycling program connects any sort of razor blades and the plastic packaging. And then Go-Go Squeeze, which is the like plastic applesauce pouches that my kids eat way too much. They have a free one that collects any sort of similar sort of pouch snack, including the plastic little lids, which are and then I was looking into it. Taco Bell also has one that connects any sort of sauce packet or sauce container 2 ounces or less.
Messy.
Yes, very messy. That was my thought with that one and the Go-Go Squeeze.
Well, squeeze at least hopefully would be closed.
Yeah, if they put
If they put
the
it back
brand
on.
in
And
there.
some of those, it just sort of
What do
like
you think the
balances
chances
back on.
are?
So yeah, the yeah, sort of immediate logistical issues I thought with these is we basically have to provide our own box. Where would that be? And then like once you're in the program, basically TerraCycle provides the shipping labels and that's it for you to send it in to then be properly recycled. But from a sort of consumer facing thing, there is it's a lot more of whoever's hosting the drop off location has to do a lot of the work.
Do they
So
have any signage or anything?
Doesn't seem like it. It's like you have to provide your own box. I didn't see. I mean, maybe if you sign up, then you get to some
It wouldn't be, I mean, it wouldn't be
thing.
hard for graphic arts.
Yeah.
Has Christy indicated she obviously brought here, didn't she? Has she
Yeah.
indicated she would help us? Help
She
you.
basically just put this forward as, was this something the village would be interested in doing? And she's like, she was, as an example, here's three free ones that accept all brands. And that was really it for her. And I know she's done a lot of work with the EcoShip stuff, and that's gotten a lot of participation, but that is sort of a very broad collection, and it's sort of twice a year collection drives where it's bring in all your packing peanuts, bring in all your, and they collect things even beyond packaging items where they'll take plastic utensils and shoes and,
Ignorant question, does EcoShip take styrofoam?
EcoShip takes the packing peanut styrofoam, but not the hard styrofoam.
Okay. You know, this came up when I was on Green for Good at Roosevelt, and I was kind of lukewarm on it just because it for the effort expended, I thought there was things that could be done with a bigger ecological payback. But that's my.
I mean, the thing is, even though this is an ongoing thing, we don't have to use it that way. Like, I think it would be wonderful to get the schools involved and to say, could you guys commit to just maybe they do it for a week? Or, well, I mean, on the go, what is it called? Ghost.
Go
Okay.
squeeze, yeah, is the
I mean,
brand.
that would be nice if they had that in the cafeteria because that's an everyday occurrence.
And with that one, there was a wait list for the
Okay.
program. So yeah.
Because I don't know if you said this, but the companies are paying for this. So that's.
I think this is a, last month we had that young person come in and give us a talk
About everything we could do.
about everything we can do, but we had the discussion afterwards about, bringing them in on a regular basis to talk to hear what the student groups are up to and what they
That's a good
think.
idea.
And I think this would be a subject for one such discussion if we could invite in Green for Good or the
To get
Environmental
their,
Club, if they're buying them, because this is something they should do, I think. And you're absolutely right. Have a box stationed in the cafeteria at each school, and it could just be once or twice a year, special program.
Croak
What's that?
finish.
Yeah, just a occasional thing, a periodic thing in the schools. And the student groups would manage it, and it'd be a great activity for them to do. And then
And
they could
I can
help tell
imagine,
us what they've accomplished.
yes.
I can imagine Trinity might be interested as well, as they would reach out to us.
My big concern, I don't know if it's still a problem at Opera, and even at Roosevelt when I was there, it was a problem. But with people don't sort their trash, there's only a certain amount of time, so and not everybody has go-go squeeze. For lunch, so they'll just dump anything in it. And then, how much really is the environmental club doing? I think, yeah, you're right. We need to get their buy-in. And, like, how often can you help? And what, if anything, do you need from us? Even though I know we're stretched thin too.
Isn't Go-Go Squeeze a younger kid?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's more like
Elementary.
elementary.
Elementary, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Lincoln.
Yeah, like Lincoln.
I mean, I think what we could do is bring it to their, maybe wait till fall because things slow down the summer, but let's bring it to their attention. And we could reference the kids that came to both the board meeting and our meeting and say, we're responding to their interest and
I would suggest that we recruit that young lady, the young
Well, there was one here and then there were two that went to the board meeting.
Okay.
So get all of
Get
them.
all of them
Yeah.
and this woman who's proposing all this together.
Are we, we're allowed as a commission to invite people into discussion?
Yeah.
That's not
Yeah.
okay. Yeah. Because I think that would be a good step to actually have them talk to us.
Yeah. I'd be very happy to facilitate community-based active organizing so that I think that's more effective than the village doing this.
And then just one quick update, just sort of transitioning.
Before it be that totally, but to your environmental club at the high school, right? I don't know if you want to do these things, but is there something along that line that you think that they would be interested in taking on as well?
I think they're always looking for new projects. I think they're going to take on just about anything you guys throw out.
Yeah.
Well, I was asking you if something
And like they could
and
probably
like
presumably more do like the toothpaste or razor, one of those
like
ones.
yeah.
Probably not bring razors to school, but the toothpaste one or something like
I
that.
would
And
say,
Tara, these are just Christy
These are just
suggestions. That's
suggestions,
something to
yeah.
They could look through and see what does it make most sense for the high school to get.
Yeah, how's
And where can you make the biggest impact?
I think before the high school, I think the elementary school is a better idea because, as Manola was saying, really after elementary school, like middle school and high school, people stop, most people stop sorting their stuff and they will just throw it in anything.
Even the next tricks thing, do you know
That's part of the issue and part of what you're
Yeah.
trying to work on, right? So what could you do? What even if you're taking on one thing with the school and trying to say, okay, let's set this up and let's start this one
Yeah.
and then and grow it from there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well you're graduating this year.
Yeah, you
Ne
are
next
graduating.
next next year.
Next year.
Next
I
year.
still have one more year. Oh, you've got one more year. Okay, so we'll see Miss Wong next year,
Yeah.
and we can talk to her about introducing this and for discussion.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And they've been talking about doing like different stuff in the lunchroom already, like for sorting and stuff like that. So it's like something they probably into.
Okay.
Does the high school compost?
The high school does compost, but the high school compost, the kids
So they compost in the kitchen.
there's no like there's compost bins there, but most people don't really
No,
keep
we
them.
do compost back at house at a
And
sustainability
yes, I think.
meeting.
Wait, say that again, Manuela.
They compost in the back of like in the back of the cafe.
Like the kitchen
The
does.
kitchen,
Because
yes.
I actually know
Yeah.
the head of the
Yeah, I
cafeteria. So
forget
that
her name, but yeah.
Kelly?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She was like, it was great when she was
So
at
I think
that.
she would be really open to this. So maybe,
Yeah.
maybe I can talk
Yeah,
to Kelly
maybe.
and just say,
Yeah.
is there a way that we can extend it? And maybe, maybe they'd be willing to take on one item.
I'm sure.
And I guess I think another role we can play is just an information, like the like I'm always thinking where's the best place to co collect something, like maybe dentist office would be open to collecting. I mean, all we can really do there is inform them about it, but maybe that's I don't know, do you have an easy I know when it came to restaurants, do you have an easy way to identify dentists in the village?
Don't know.
Just like
Yeah,
Google search.
because like with the restaurants, like there's a food service
Yes.
business license, whereas I don't know if
What
we
is?
like specify that for any
Yeah.
like other specific things, unless it's yeah, something specific to Village Code, which I don't can't imagine dentist offices, but I can always look at least.
Yeah. I mean, again, there's always you do a Google search and say dentist were worst and yeah, just reach out to them and tell them like no. But I think, I mean, I think we should continue to talk about this because I think it's not the solution, but it's part of the solution. So, and everybody's doing something.
Well, I know the club in PRF, their biggest fundraiser is a used clothes drive.
Right,
They
yeah.
just did that actually, I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it raise a lot of money?
They raised a decent amount, like a couple hundred, I think. They walk away with.
They get a lot of
Yeah, like
donations.
a lot of donations.
Yeah,
So.
so I think there's a network there already. People are paying attention and bring stuff in, so that can be kind of tapped into and get it going, and then you could build from there.
And like that, we have this next tricks bin. I'm not sure if people
And
like
what are
I'm
they?
not familiar
What
with
is
that.
that?
What are they collecting?
That's
The
the
plastic
plastic bags
bags
that get
turned
turned into
benches.
benches.
But last time I went and checked, it was overflowed. So like that might be something to check with Miss Wong about,
Yeah, I'll do
like
that.
about capacity, because I'm just worried like, will this actually go somewhere? Will we ship it out?
Yeah.
Will we use it?
We could also bring up the TerraCycle One banners here.
Oh,
Maybe
yeah.
it's right and we'll take on a few elements of that.
Yeah.
Just to transition to
communications and staff reports. I know we'd mentioned the students who last time had recommended some recycling bins. So the compost and recycle parts are going to be switched. This was just the first proof that I had to send a correction back. The two of these containers are going to go into the park at the corner here.
Ooh.
So we've got a grant from the Illinois Realtors, so we'll be installing three benches and two of these containers there. There's going to be a small walkway, and for right now, it's just going to be sort of an open sort of grass field while we continue to get community input and like figure out the best way to use the space. So
So this is taking out all of the parking on
or take the
park.
pavement out.
Yeah,
Wait.
everything that's over here.
Given up?
Yep.
Because I know you park across the street.
Yes, I had always parked across the street. There was a handful of us that did. I think it's one of those things where there was more parking than sort of staff needs, and there was just always a sufficient amount of parking. And then yeah,
Okay, so it's
as
not an issue for you.
no, yeah, because we've got everything along the street here, all the way to just past the viaduct, and then this whole lot. So there's been one day where I wasn't able to find parking. That was the day that they were seal coating the condo. So
So the way this looks like, so the recycle is just one small hole.
The recycle is going to be the horizontal one here, so they have
Okay,
to,
switch, you're switching.
yes, these two have to switch. I had initially put it as recycle to be the middle one, and then compost over here.
And why do you have to switch it?
Just again, like what we had talked about, was just trying to sort of minimize the
Contamination.
contamination. And
But does the compost go in through the sides? The top is closed and it goes in through the side.
the recycle will go in through the side. The
Okay.
compost will, there will be
Small.
a smaller hole, and then trash, bigger
Does
hole.
that make sense? I mean,
I
compost
believe so.
is sometimes
Or
voluminous.
maybe
Okay.
I'll need to check.
Okay,
Maybe
we'll
it's
figure it out.
this rectangle will be over here
Rounded.
and the
Okay.
small circle. I'll need to check with the corrected proof. And
Will there be like any, I know it will ruin the appeal slightly, but like on the side, any examples of what can go where, common like plastic water bottles or that are just thrown up
That's a
there?
good question. Yeah, I will work to sort of get that, at least have something there for like informational purpose. And I don't know if it would be just like the simple design etched in, or if it would be more of a text-based thing. But yeah.
How will this get emptied?
Our staff will do it.
So your staff will go over there and put it in these bins here.
In these bins, yep. Yeah, because we can't add any more to our LRS collection one, but yeah, that would be sort of starting with that location was sort of an immediate, easy, and very visible way to sort of incorporate everything. But in terms of other projects going on now, I do not really have much.
Battery recycling.
Oh yes, we've got battery recycling. That's up and running. So that will be that's actually downstairs in the basement. I've got the new signage up already. That's going to run in this Friday's newsletter. Will be a social media post this Saturday. I've actually, because all the information is up on the Battery Network's website, have already had three residents reach out to me, being like, "Hey, I was Googling and saw you guys collect batteries. Where can I bring them? What kinds can I bring?"
Will there be any screening for residents, or will you take them from anybody?
I think we can like say River Forest residents only, but it's sort of a public facility. The only ones there would be any sort of screening was if people bring in damaged and defective lithium ion batteries. And I've made a note that you need to bring them upstairs, and I need to be the one to collect them because I've got a separate collection container for that. But that would be the only thing. And like I've spoken with Battery Network on that, and they've has basically been like, if somebody's bringing in more than two damaged lithium ion batteries, there's probably some bigger issue that they've got going on. Like,
And basically they were like, be cautious of that was basically how they said that. But yeah, we've got the standard collection buckets downstairs, and then we'll be taking those over. We've got the larger sort of fireproof barrels to sort of collect them over time at our public works garage.
So the drop-off site will be here,
Drop-off site will be
and then you're.
here, and then they will be stored long term at the public works garage. So everything will continue to operate as usual. Just people can bring in more types of batteries.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The landscapers be allowed to drop theirs off if it's.
Yep, yeah, medium format batteries. I actually was like going through and getting everything set up, and there was a separate thing for like e-bike batteries, but that's like also included in medium format. And Battery Network reached out and was like, I know you saw you on this edit. This is actually already included. That's for other states that have different stewardship laws, basically. So yeah, I've gotten a
Thanks for taking it on.
yeah, lot of information,
Seems like
and
that was pretty easy.
it was
Pretty easy thing to get going.
I had to do a few things where they're like very much like you need to follow every single OSHA law about like handling these. But that's really it. And so it's
That's great.
yeah.
I will say that the website does people pay attention. We've got one volunteer, one monitor came to it through the website. You forwarded me the voicemail.
Yes.
Very entertaining.
Yes, it went to my colleague Luke, because I think they just whoever had answered at the front desk didn't know what it was or where to send them. And
Talk.
like when I had like so like I had talked to Luke because he handles like the sort of coordinating all the communication stuff for like when the newsletters go out, and he's like, do we need a contact information? I was like, I don't really want to put my contact information or a volunteer's like personal email on this. So it's like, can we just have like general reach out to the village? And then he just put the general village phone number in there.
They got to tell the
Yeah.
village. But this person was very interested and lives right across from Trinity and says she hears and sees them all the
Oh,
time.
it's a shared memory.
Yes, so she's got Trinity on her
Good.
watch. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, the only other sort of actively ongoing sustainability project as of right now is the rooftop solar installation
Public Works.
at the Public Works garage. Some of the materials have been delivered, I guess, but we've just run into an issue with an old building with two separate services feeding two meters and trying to sort of make it all work. At first, we were thinking, do we need to just sort of completely revamp everything? That turned out to be a way more costly and way more time-consuming thing where ComEd was basically like,
I mean, you have two comment
you have two
services.
separate services.
Yes. And ComEd's like, well, we can give you a new transformer, but that would be next year in 2027. And so we're just going with the easier option, and hopefully, knock on wood, we will get that going soon. But I think once everything's set, it should not take long to get everything sort of installed and hooked up. Yeah. And then board later this month should approve the permeable paver contract for Village Hall here for the front parking lot and then the drive around the police drive. And then we've officially been awarded, I think I mentioned last month, funding from the MWRD to do the south parking lot with permeable pavers as well.
What's the time frame of that?
Next year, some point. So we need to do finalized design, which that was basically completely designed with the rest of the lot, but we do need to sort of cross the T's and dot the I's for MWRD's approval purposes. But yeah, and they. I don't know exactly how much funding it was, but they do like it's a calculation of basically how much stormwater runoff is retained or infiltrates times some dollar multiplier, and there's a whole formula for it. It's
Ecosystem services.
they basically want to,
Yeah,
yeah.
quantifying.
Yeah.
They get a nice impact, which
Yeah,
makes.
they everything that they can avoid being you know,
Savings
going
coming
down
out
to
from
Stickney is, yeah. Yeah, that's all I've got in terms of village updates. I don't know if anyone else has any final business.
we're gonna throw a host a little party at the end of this Nighthawk session, so everybody's invited. Just to get to know
Nighthawk thing.
what's that one
Night Nighthawk theme.
come dressed this is.
We're gonna go to a primary and just
Or a nest. Or a gravel roof. It becomes a gravel roof.
Yeah, that's a great costume.
Yeah.
So our next meeting is July 14th. It'll be 7 p.m. downstairs, unless something happens and the community room is needed for something else again.
7 p.m.
Yep.
Are we allowed to meet up here? It's about 10 degrees warmer.
I mean, we can I think the police commission typically meets up here, but that's just like for like when they're like for the police and fire commission if they're like interviewing new candidates and things like that. So
I also like that we're around the table. I just feel like it facilitates discussion a little more than when we're like that.
yeah,
that's set up for the community to participate more.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get much community participation, but
We did last
still,
month.
we are public face.
Yeah.
They could come up here.
Or there's a $2 you got to get.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Yeah. It requires a
You're
bag.
right.
Yes,
You're right. You're right.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Two chance to.
No, he wants to
Motion to
second. He
adjourn
wants
for
to
the first
second.
time. Yeah.
Oh, you've never motioned for.
No, it's different.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All
Oh, you brought
right.
such fun on that.
Co-Chair Charette,
Yes.
Co-Chair Lennon,
Yes.
Commissioner Avalos,
Yes.
Commissioner Hoyt,
Yes.
Commissioner Beckman.
Yes.
We are adjourned at 8:33.